USA Radio News with John Hunt.
With President Biden having to deal with things like inflation and a war in Ukraine, many people wonder how firing people on the President's Council of Sports, Fitness, and Nutrition moved to the top of his list.
So Biden's playing political games. I just don't get it. And it's so sad to politicize the health of children.
Dr. Mehmet Oz there speaking on Newsmax, and Herschel Walker, a Republican U.S. Senate candidate in Georgia, were both asked by President Joe Biden to leave the council immediately. President Joe Biden touched down in Poland this morning in what's become the epicenter for millions fleeing their home country to meet with U.S. service members and refugees as his presence in Europe sends a message that NATO is united against Russia's violent invasion. Speaking to U.S. troops this morning, Biden again called Russian President Vladimir Putin a war criminal after the State Department announced its formal assessment. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
A slight majority of Americans say they don't actually blame President Joe Biden for high gasoline prices, but they're giving his economic leadership very low marks amid fears of inflation and deep pessimism about our economic conditions. Over 7 in 10 Americans say the nation's economy is in extremely bad shape, and about two-thirds disapprove of Biden's handling of the economy, according to a new poll from the Associated Press Nork Center for Public Affairs Research. In addition, Americans say his policies have hurt the economy more than helped it. House Republicans are vowing to move ahead with an aggressive agenda in anticipation of the GOP hopefully gaining control this fall. Politico reported that Republican lawmakers are readying bills dealing with inflation, border security, and energy. House Minority Whip Steve Scalise, the Republican from Louisiana, said it's going to show a bold conservative agenda. It's not just about Republicans showing the country what we would do if we were given the majority. It would create a mandate to get those things done. This is USA Radio News.
Pump up the volume on your published book. Audiobooks generate new readers who love the storytelling format. We all have active multitasking lives now. With audiobooks, we can enjoy your book anywhere, anytime. Earn more profits. Tell your story to a new audience. Call Audiobook Network for a free guide. We produce your audiobook with professional voice actors and engineers, and then sell your audiobook on Amazon, Audible, and Apple iTunes.
Call Audiobook Network at 800-495-1223. Call today, 800-495-1223.
Democrat Joe Manchin from West Virginia is on board with Ketanji Brown Jackson's nomination.
As more and more Republican senators cannot get behind Judge Jackson's Supreme Court nomination, Senator Joe Manchin, the Democrat from West Virginia, said Friday that he will vote in support of confirming Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court. Because Republicans don't have the numbers, Manchin's support essentially guarantees Jackson's lifetime confirmation. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine works in babies, toddlers, and preschoolers, according to the company. And if regulators agree, it could mean a chance to start finally vaccinating the littlest kids by summer. Moderna said in the coming weeks it will ask regulators in the U.S. and Europe to authorize two small-dose shots for youngsters under six. The company is also seeking to have large-dose shots cleared for older children and teens in the U.S. If you're into daytime television, The Maury Povich Show is the latest daytime talker to announce it's stopping production in 2022.
In the case of 10-month-old royalty, Daryl, you are not...
Maury Povich is ending his run and retiring after 31 seasons of hosting the show. Povich's exit comes as NBC Universal also ends another first-run syndicated series, Judge Jerry, hosted by Jerry Springer, after just three seasons. As we get ready for the weekend, thanks for spending time with us. And remember, you can stay updated on this radio station. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.